The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day.
I thought it was every single day, but she actually does work once in a while. Rose, no, I'm just kidding. Rose Gray is back. How are you?
I am still on an Egyptian cloud nine.
Yeah, how was it? It looked phenomenal.
It was outstanding. So I hate to beat a dead horse, as they say, because I know that Colleen was on 2 weeks ago. And thank you to Colleen as well as Andrea and Allison, who filled in for me the last week, so that I can, in fact, go along with some of these groups, because that's what I enjoy doing. And I was able to hear a little bit of Colleen's after the fact, and I actually was able to listen to Andrea and Allison live while I was in Egypt. And I do know that Colleen raved.
Yes.
She gushed. She couldn't say enough wonderful things about Egypt, and I am just here to echo those sentiments. It was outstanding. I know that she probably told you a lot about the tour director or the tour manager for that particular Insight Vacation, his name is Hazem.
Yes.
And he was beyond anything I've ever experienced in my entire life of doing this.
Wow.
And so I think
that's high praise.
Probably echoed that as well.
My mom did too.
Good.
Said he was amazing.
Yeah. Our safety was number one and our comfort was number two. And so everybody wasn't probably thrilled with the fact that some mornings we started at 7:15, but we were beating the crowds and we were beating the heat.
Yeah.
And that
what you wanna do.
Critical. Absolutely critical. As Colleen also probably did mention, we had an opportunity to get into the gym, the Grand Egyptian Museum, which we did not think was going to be open. Again, we were prepared to be disappointed. And so thanks to the magic of Hazem and his people on the ground in Egypt, we were able to get appointments to get into the gym. And when that thing is fully up and running, which will be a while, it's still not completely open. 12 galleries, which was plenty for me. It gives me a reason to want to go back so I can see the rest. The crowds were so down because they are allowing people in on an appointment basis only right now. But when that thing opens, holy cow. So what's the beautiful thing about the trip that I just came off of is that we not only got to see that, but we were also in the old Egyptian Museum, which eventually will close. So to be able to see those two for one last time for me probably was absolutely outstanding. But as I blather on about how absolutely remarkable this trip was, I have some pretty good news for all of you who are listening. We have an Egyptian trip for 2025. We had dates set for it and discovered that Hazem was unable to be our tour manager for that particular time. And so we went back to the guests who had already signed up, as well as Insight Vacations, to make this work. And what I'm talking about is we moved the date slightly so we can have the wonderful, amazing Hazem, and Colleen will be taking the trip.
Oh, we know that now.
We know that now.
Okay, so are these dates on the website correct at this point?
They are. October 21st through November 2nd are the correct dates. And if you go to the website, foxworldtravel.com, and you go to group travel, you will see Splendors of Egypt and the Nile with Colleen Allsburg. It is official. She is going to go back again.
Okay. One thing to know, that if you're going on this trip, there's some walking involved.
We,
and climbing in and out of tombs and things that take some effort, right?
Right. And when people say, oh, you know, I was able to handle Europe and I know the cobblestone streets were tough, this is a different kind of terrain. These are great big blocks of stone that are very uneven, and you're kind of, you know, taking precautions. I said to the lady that I was walking with, boy, I really cherish the days when I used to be able to look up when I was walking, because now you just have to completely look down. So we would certainly tell people that it is hot.
Yeah.
in moving this a couple of weeks later, my trip was a few degrees cooler than Colleen's was. And so this will be a few degrees cooler also. But 105 or 95, hot is hot.
Yeah.
We take, again, because we start out early in the morning and because we hydrate you, unlimited bottles of water available to you on the motor coach, and we encourage you to bring that water with you at all times. You know, we do our level best to keep everybody healthy and everybody upright as they're walking through this. But so the itinerary is such that we fly into Cairo, and that's really just a logistical stop. We're doing nothing in Cairo except getting our bearings and relaxing after a very, very, very long flight. You're going to, we don't have the flights yet because we're a year out, so we can't.
Right.
But typically you're going to fly to Europe. So it could be Frankfurt. It could be, we flew to Vienna.
Okay.
It could be Amsterdam. It could be Paris. Everybody has international flights then continuing on to Cairo. So that's about a 9-hour flight, let's call it, and then a 4-hour flight from that European destination into Cairo. So you're tired, you relax, and then you fly the next day to Luxor. And you get on the ship, and you're on the beautiful, beautiful one or the other of the two new ships. They're not new, they're refurbished. I was pleasantly surprised about how incredible this ship was since the last time I sailed on it in 2018.
Nice.
Really did some nice things, made it really definitely up their game a bit, let's put it that way. And then you're 7 nights on the ship, and then we fly back to Cairo, and then 3 nights in Cairo. So
nice. Trip of a lifetime from everybody that called in last week and the week before that.
So we hope we get some calls as well, because Colleen's experience was similar but not identical.
All right. 855-616-1620. That's the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. The Fox World Travel Show is on. Rose Gray is back, and we thank you for listening.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, a high of 56. We thank you for joining us on a beautiful Saturday for a November day. Not too shabby. So Rose Gray back from a big Egyptian tour, and we just announced that Colleen's going on the one next year. So
exactly.
That's good news.
Everybody was very excited to hear that. I posted it on social yesterday, and the response was overwhelmingly positive. So.
People love both of you. So whoever would have been on there, they would have been excited. So let's go to a text. It says, hi, thanks so much for your wealth of information on traveling. We are thinking about heading to Jamaica in March as a family with adult children. A little hesitant with previous warnings. So what are the warnings that are going on?
Right. So the best thing anybody can ever do to help themselves make informed decisions about the safety of any particular country would be to go to this most overwhelmingly informational website, which is travel.state.gov. We've mentioned this website numerous times because in addition to finding information about the safety of any international destination you may be visiting, there's U.S. passport information there. There is visa information there. There is just a wealth of information, including that is where you go to register any trip that you're going to be taking outside the United States on this in the STEP program, which is Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. And I did that when I went to Egypt, and everyone should be doing that no matter where you're going. I am leaving for Cancun in a couple of weeks for a work trip, and I will register that trip because I want the United States government, although I know they know where I am because they scanned my passport, to really know where I am.
And how to get in touch with you.
And how to get in touch with me if something happens. Because that actually, that STEP program was very, very much a part of the 2011 uprising in Cairo, when the government needed to find people to let them know they were sending empty jets to come and pick U.S. citizens up who wanted to get out. And how do they get a hold of you? And you leave them a phone number and an email address, and then they can. So that's the beautiful thing about that. So with that being said, you have an opportunity when you go to travel.state.gov to go to a search bar. And if you put in the country that you're looking for, the information will come up. Now, I'm assuming that the texter is referencing the fact that on the 25th of July of this year, Jamaica's level was increased to a level 3. And some years back, not too many years ago, the government reassigned the various levels for travel advisory levels. One being extreme, exercise normal precautions. Two being exercise increased caution. Three being reconsider travel. And four, do not travel. And so what you'll see is the reasoning behind their decision to increase that to a reconsider travel. Exercise increased caution means, you know, be a little bit more diligent. But what I'd like to say to anybody traveling internationally or in any big city in the United States for that matter as well, we should all be very, very diligent about our travel and our surroundings and those kinds of things. They talk to you about traveler's insurance. They talk to you about medical evacuation, which we would highly recommend at Fox as well. If you would ever know what kind of cost is involved to medically evacuate somebody from any country, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so we always make sure that we've got that included in any insurance discussion that we have. They talk about firearms. They talk about the U.S. Embassy. And then they go location by location where they're telling you that certain places throughout Jamaica are do not travel for U.S. Embassy personnel. Okay.
Okay.
So you've got to read through this a little bit because it's not just as cut and dried as one would think. The resort areas in Jamaica are Negril, Montego Bay, and Ocho Rios. And those are the areas where any of the resorts you're looking at likely will be. And those are going to be the safety zones. Those are going to be the places where if you stay on site or you even do an excursion with an authorized company from that particular hotel, you can feel safer.
Right.
Does that mean you can let your guard down? Absolutely not. As many of you know from listening to the show for as many years as I've been on, Jamaica is my family's absolute favorite place on the planet for a vacation. We have a villa compound that we like to visit. We also do all-inclusives there as well. And we feel safe, but that's my comfort zone. I've been there dozens of times, right, and that's my comfort zone. If this is your first time, you want to delve deeply into the level 3 advisory, read what it exactly means, figure out what areas it's referencing and where you're going to be staying. And then I cannot stress enough how important it is to work with a travel professional to help you make the good choice and to walk you through that very important travel insurance.
Great question. Great advice. It is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray, Dayton Kane hanging with you as well. Thanks for listening to WTMJ this morning.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Partly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, a high of 56 today. Thank you for tuning in. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray, answering your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. Somebody says, speaking of Jamaica, do you have any information on the new Princess Grand in Negril?
Well, I know this. It was supposed to open in November, and I don't know that it opened yet. If it hasn't, I didn't get a warning from any of our tour operators that offer it, so I would assume that it has a soft opening coming up, and then it's going to open. Here's my thing about new resorts. Some people say, oh, I'm never going to stay in a resort till it's been up and running for at least a year because I want them to have all the kinks out. Actually, I love the smell of a new resort, and I want to stay in a new resort, and I want new people who have been trained exclusively for this property and are on their best behavior. So I like going to new openings.
It's new. It's exciting to them, too, right?
So they're exactly. Like they moved over from one hospitality career or place that they were working to another, and it's all good. It's listed as a 5-star resort. It's a family resort. And one thing about going to Negril is you've got the great beaches. So in Jamaica, we're going to have Montego Bay, which is the primary airport for tourists. And we used to sell away from Montego Bay because we were trying to get people away from the airport. It's not like that anymore. Montego Bay has got some outstanding resorts. And then Ocho Rios, which is about, on a good day, an hour and a half away.
Okay.
To the east, and then Negril. And Negril used to be kind of a bohemian, kind of a hippie retreat kind of a place. But that has changed over the years, and I will tell you, If you're looking for beach, that is a 7 mile wide white sand beach. So awesome. That's the drawing card. That's the thing that people go to Negril for.
7 mile wide?
7 mile long.
Oh, long. Okay.
7 mile beach.
That's a long beach to get to the ocean.
But it's wide. You know how sometimes you're almost walking up against rocks as you're walking along.
Or on a big steep incline because there's not much of a beach.
No, this is a white, wide, 7 mile long sand beach, and it is everything it purports to be. So that's my fave.
All right, before we jump over to the news, tell people what Fox All does.
For sure. So it's foxworldtravel.com. I feel like one of the best travel websites around. I love it. We keep tweaking it and changing it all the time. So we are vacation travel, we are business travel, and we are meetings and incentives travel. Within that vacation sector, we also have group travel. And we also have a destination wedding team. And so when you hear me on Saturday mornings or somebody that's filling in for me, we're most of the time talking about vacation travel, but we certainly can direct you to the right people. If you are unhappy with your travel management company in the world of business, we've got a huge team of people that can talk to you about that as well.
All right. When we come back, you're going to walk me through the website a little bit because there's something that we're looking for and you're going to help me find it.
That's right.
So stick around for that. Rose is here for another half hour. So get your calls and texts in 855-616-1620. Now we go to Sean Brinda in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Badgers and Packers both have a bye week this week. So
hey,
no,
you know what?
Wisconsin football.
I'm dressing this morning and I'm like, okay, I should probably wear some Badger stuff. Wait.
Nope. How about Packers?
Nope.
Next week they're back though, so we'll be back to
normal.
I don't
mind having a weekend off.
Yeah, not bad. No. We packed our weekend full too because of it. I'm like, well, I had no football to watch, so let's go do stuff. All right. So let's walk through this website. You're going to guide us into what?
At Fox World Travel, we try to stay on the cutting edge of technology. And we also understand that there's a big group of people out there that like to do their own travel. But yet they want the safety and security of having a travel management company behind them, like Fox World Travel. So I'm very, very proud to let you see what our technology people have done here.
Okay.
So Dayton did not know I was going to do this to him because if I did this exercise on the air right now, people would be like, yeah, so what, Rose? You know what you're doing. Dayton, you don't know what you're doing.
I have not done this yet, so we'll try it.
So we're going to go to foxworldtravel.com. And when you go to that, website, you're going to find a menu to the left of the logo.
Yeah.
And some people call that the hamburger.
Yep.
And you're going to find vacation travel.
Okay.
And when you find vacation travel, we're not going to go down and pick an advisor or do group travel or any of that. We're just going to pick vacation travel.
Oh, just click on vacation travel again.
Yep. Okay. And there's going to be a banner that is either going to automatically scroll or you can scroll it.
Okay.
All right. And you see what I'm talking about.
Yep.
So there are arrows or carricks, as they're called, on the left and right side, and you can move them. And once you get to the ocean cruising particular page of that website, you let me know.
It was the first thing that popped up.
Right.
Set sail on a new adventure.
Okay. And then there is a clickable.
Yep.
It says
Search Cruises.
Search Cruises.
Okay. So we're clicking on that.
Yep.
And we're clicking on that. Oop, clicking again. Hold on. There it goes. Okay. So we clicked on it. Ocean cruising pops up. Why choose an ocean cruise?
Right. And so what's very cool about this particular tool that we are giving you, the Fox World Travel fan, is a way that you can hone in on what it is. You don't know anything about cruising, or you know a little bit about cruising.
I've never done it.
All right.
So nothing.
Nothing.
Clean slate.
The first thing that you're going to see is a whole bunch of filters.
Right.
There's filters. So the thing that impressed me first was 21,000 plus itineraries with 47,000 plus sailings. How could you ever get through all of that? You could not. So it gives you opportunities to put in a destination or a river. So this is going to be useful for a big ship ocean cruise, or you can also use it for river cruising. So we're going to look at that drop down. And we have everything from Africa to a world cruise and everything in between.
Yeah.
So you can ask for transatlantic. You can ask for the Rhone River. You can ask for New England, all of those things. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick the Caribbean. because okay, that's Caribbean. Probably one of the most popular. But you'll notice.
Oh, there's more than one Caribbean.
You could do Eastern, you could do Southern, you could do Western, but let's just be very general and say Caribbean.
Okay.
All right.
Clicking on that.
So now we just filtered that search, and now we're down to 2,700 itineraries.
From 21,000.
Right.
Wow,
right.
That's cool.
Right. So now I'm going to show you where the departure port is, but how would you know?
Yeah,
how
I
would
don't...
you know? So I see West Palm Beach. I see St. John. I see New Orleans. I see Los Angeles.
Miami.
Yeah. So
okay.
I'm going to leave that one blank.
Okay.
Right. The cruise line. Now, if we don't know much about a cruise line, we might leave that blank as well. But there, if you click on that, you're going to see everything from Azamara, which is a high-end cruise line,
okay,
to Windstar at the bottom, which is also a high-end cruise line, and then everything in between.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say I'm looking at this because I promised my children or my grandchildren a Disney cruise.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm going to hit Disney cruise.
Down to 121.
We just got those itineraries down to 121.
Okay.
Now, ships, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Disney ships. How do I know? I don't know.
But so if you did, you could put that in.
For sure.
Okay.
But I'm going to leave that one blank as well. But what's most important is my sailing dates. Now, I've told my kids that I'm going to take them in December March of 26. I'm going to take
March
them. I'm going to take them on, okay, spring break a year from this spring break. So
okay,
I can go all the way to March of 26.
Bam! Down to 22.
Now we're down to 22. So the last filter is length, and it's 1 to 3 nights, 4 to 6 nights, or 7 to 9 nights. Well, I'm going to leave that blank as well.
Ooh, okay.
But because normally I would say I probably want to take them on a week. But, and now I've got what as much information as I can give the system, and I'm going to search cruises. And so is Dayton.
Yes, and here we go.
And here
it's
we
searching,
go.
And there
searching,
they go.
And bam. There
all
they are.
All the different options that fit those criteria.
Exactly.
Look at that.
And so you have an idea. Now, again, we are all smart consumers. We know when something says from a price, that's the starting price.
Yep,
that's
yep,
the entry-level price. That's an inside cabin. I need to know more about the difference between an inside cabin and an outside cabin and a balcony cabin. But I have an idea. I have an idea of what ship. I have an idea what itinerary, so I can do it myself. I can go right on this website and do this all
yeah,
myself.
Yeah, because there's a request a quote button or
yep,
a continue button on
yep,
each one.
Yep. And so your choice. You can DIY the entire thing, but always know you did this on Fox's website. You've got, Fox has got your back.
Right.
Or you can go, all right, I now at least can make a sensible inquiry to a travel advisor at Fox and ask them what it is I want.
And know, yeah, and know about what it's going to cost.
So did I
this
wow
is,
you?
Yeah, this is pretty cool. This is really slick. And we're kind of bouncing around a family cruise here coming up. Now I know where to take everybody. Like, hey, start looking at these and here's the dates and nice. This does not include airfare.
No. Nope.
So as you see these prices, then you work with your Fox rep to book all the airfare to go along with it. So.
Exactly.
Nice. Well done, web team.
I think you did a great job as a student. And
oh, well, thank you.
My job was to wow you because I want people to be excited about
this. Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Has this always been here since the new site launched?
It's only about a month old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. All right, so now you've been through it with us. Hopefully you know how to get there. If not, call your Fox rep and they'll tell you how to walk through it as well to find it. But it was pretty simple. Good stuff. We are going to take a break now that we've gotten through the tutorial. More of your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Nate filling in for Isaac today. A little don't worry, be happy going on. I like it very cruisy feel, but then we go to this text that just came in. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line if you want to ask Rose a question. This one says, hi, Rose, I'm headed to Antarctica in late December with Lindblad. So before we continue on with the question, Lindblad, that's the tour company?
Yes. So Lindblad is one of the top companies that does excursions to Antarctica.
Okay, so congratulations, yes, Texter. You chose the right one. All right, what are two things you wish you would have packed that you didn't, and one piece of advice that you would give regarding a must experience?
So the must experience thing for me is tricky because you don't, it's not, there aren't optionals typically on an Antarctica trip. So you're, when you get off the of the ship, you're either going to be doing a cruising or a landing.
Okay.
And those are pretty much structured. They're going to tell you every day what you're doing. So unless the texter lets us know that there are optionals,
this
is just...
You're not getting off on an island and cruising around on a
scooter.
No,
on your own. This is all very, very... the advanced team has gone ahead of you, and they've set up flags where you can walk when you are going to the penguin colony so that you are not getting too close to them and those kinds of things. So that I would say. What I would say would be, when I do Antarctica again, I am going to hope to be able to spend a little bit more time in South America. So typically you fly to Ushuaia, which is the tip of the world at the very, very tip of Argentina, right?
Okay.
And so I would have stayed there two more days had I had the opportunity to do that. And then on the way back, we spent two nights in Buenos Aires, and I definitely recommend that. So I would have done a little bit more Buenos Aires and a lot more Ushuaia had I had the opportunity to do that. With regard to what things to bring, I'm sure they're going to give you a long list of things you have to have. I got some very, very decent waterproof pants, and I'm glad I spent the money on that because you will get splashed on the Zodiacs as you're bopping around a little bit. One other thing that I probably would have brought that I didn't bring would be hand warmers and feet warmers. Yeah, you know those things you have at the football game I'm talking about? You squeeze them and then they...
definitely use those is what you're saying? And they let you pack. Can you pack that?
You can pack those. I would put those in my check bag because any kind of a company like Lindblad is going to give you the jacket you need. They're going to give you the muck boots you need. So you're going to be bringing your own hat, your own gloves, your own socks. And I had all of that. They were very, very clear about thermal underwear, and they were very, very clear about the thermal shirts and all that kind of thing. But I did not bring hand and feet warmers, and I would have done that.
Okay. I'm surprised you can bring that on a plane. That's interesting.
I think only in your checked luggage. I wouldn't put those in my carry-on. Why? Are they dangerous?
Well, I guess not, because you're putting them in your gloves and your feet. Yeah. But just anything that puts off heat for me rings a bell in my head. I don't know why. Okay, we are going to take one final break. One segment left, so you got to hurry up if you have a question. 855-616-1620. The fastest show on the radio. Rose Gray is back after being gone for a couple of weeks. Thanks for listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Partly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, a high of 56 today. It's 52 in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Somebody texted in some trivia. The two main Viking cruise ships that come to Milwaukee in summer sail down to Antarctica in December and January. So that's kind of cool.
Right, and it's they are the Polaris and the Octanus, and I saw one of those ships
in Milwaukee, yeah,
and they're awesome. They're absolutely awesome. This is a working scientific research ship. Okay. They're just phenomenal.
All right, so before we wrap up the show, we're getting towards the end here. Let's talk about renewing our passports online because a lot of people have questions still.
Yeah, I've been hitting that up on media quite hard. So it's coming. It was announced by Anthony Blinken in September that this was going to happen, and I think people are now just catching on that it's happening. So here's the deal. We talked about travel.state.gov. We talked about why that's a very important site. We talked about making sure you go to international travel when you are checking out a destination or when you want to register your trip in the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program so that you do get up-to-date safety and security information. It is a little annoying, I'm not going to lie. Anything that's going on around that destination, you get notifications.
Okay.
But I'd rather
via
have
text.
Yeah, okay. Yep. I'd rather have that, right?
Yes.
Than not know what's going on. But included on that, when you go to that page, the very first thing you're going to see is get a passport, find international travel information or get a U.S. visa. And then they go into how to go about getting a passport. And it was announced in the end of September that you can now renew your passport online if you meet certain criteria. And okay. we talked about what that criteria is, because you have to have your passport for a certain amount of time. Minors can't do it because they're only good for 5 years with minors, and you know your photograph changes and things like that. You have to be able to upload a photo. If that sounds like that's something that's out of your technological wheelhouse, maybe don't do it. But it's pretty clear. It's quite clear about how to do it online. And it gives you the requirements. It tells you how to create an account, how to start your application. If you go in and you start filling out that application and you do not qualify, it will say you do not qualify. It'll tell you that. And one of the questions I'm getting from the media as I'm reporting on this is, how does this save money or time for John Q. Traveler?
Sure.
It really doesn't. What it does is it gives you an opportunity to avoid going to a passport office, which typically is a post office, but it could be a clerk of court's office or something like that. And you don't have to spend money on registered or certified mail to send it in.
Yeah.
So will you get it faster? No. They're still saying 4 to 6 weeks for renewing time.
So you're getting it faster because you're applying that day and it's not going through the mail to get to them. But that 3 days is about all you're saving.
You're probably knocking off 3 days. And again, they're being super cautious by giving you that 4 to 6 week window.
Right.
We are hearing from people who are doing it online who are very glad to report to us. They're getting them in a week.
Okay.
But you can't expect that.
And remember, when you fill out that form, your passport at that point becomes dead.
Invalid.
Until you get the new one.
Right, because in the event that you would have been mailing it, you would have sent the old passport.
Right.
So you wouldn't have it in your hand. Because by having it in your hand, I feel like people think, oh,
I can still use this.
I can still go on a trip. You cannot.
As soon as you fill out that form, that old passport becomes nullified.
Precisely. As soon as they accept that.
So don't do this like a week before you're about to travel somewhere.
Right. You got to be smart about this.
Yeah.
So
okay. good information.
I will tell you, the government has laid it out very clearly about how you go about doing this. And so I'm very happy to report that we've had nothing but good reviews for this particular program.
All right. We say it every week. Somebody just asked what the website is for the country safety again.
Travel.state.gov. Look at this. We got somebody. My son just renewed his passport online. He got it in 3 days.
Whoa. What?
Yeah.
Nice.
So they did tell us that they hired like 12% more people, and they've got hundreds in the employment pipeline trying to get more and more people to work to get these things done faster. So we're very excited about that. We're moving in the right direction. And in a world of technology, why wouldn't you be able to renew your passport online?
Exactly.
Makes perfect sense.
All right. Speaking of technology, tell people how they can get in touch with Fox World Travel.
A couple of different ways. Certainly Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 866-GO-FOX-GO. 866-GO-FOX-GO. We know you love to talk to people. I will also tell you, we have got a stable of virtual agents who are standing by that are more than happy to work with you. So oftentimes people are like, well, I live in the Elkhorn area. I need to be near an office. Why? Many, many of our veteran advisors have gone virtual, are working out of their home, whether it be in North Carolina or Eugene, Oregon, or wherever it might be. And they're perfectly capable of helping you. And they are senior advisors. And if you do really need something, you can walk into one of our offices and they can help you with whatever it is. But again, we just talked about technology and how advanced things are. We learned during COVID, your entire booking process can be done online. Not a problem.
All right. Yeah, I just did that with my financial planner.
Right.
He's in Madison. I'm here. And we got online on a Zoom call and figured it all out.
So you really didn't have to have a face-to-face and a cup of coffee.
Exactly. We had our own coffee. All right. And we have 1 minute left. What is the big travel group travel that we're really pushing right now because we're going to lose some seats? Anything?
Yeah. Well, so we Scafidi is closing in on being sold out.
Okay.
So if you were thinking about doing Sicily and Malta with Scafidi, get on it. Gene Miller is over halfway filled up, and he's doing Scotland next year, so we want to get on that. We know that Morocco needs a push, and I'll be doing Morocco next year. So if you want to talk about that, we can talk about that. And we're happy to announce today that Colleen Allsburg will be taking Egypt 2025.
Yes.
Yes.
That was big news, actually.
That was, I mean, we had lots of people saying, oh, come on, can't you just tell us? We had some I's to dot and some T's to cross, and then gotcha. We got it done because we had to make a few changes. So
right.
Everybody's excited because who doesn't want to travel with Colleen?
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
You back next week?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you then. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management, and we'll check in with Sean Brinda in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.